एक साल में कितने मंथ, 12, 10 के अंदर 120, 2 के अंदर 240, और 30 के अंदर 360 मंथ्स. इफ अ पर्सन स्टेज अलाइव फॉर 30 ईयर्स, ही विल ओनली अचीव द सवाब ऑफ 360 मंथ्स. And that is if he stays awake at night every day on daily basis. But here, look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one night, a person, if he strives, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. You have to strive for it. Without striving, you don't achieve anything. Hamari zindagi mein kitni raatein aa gayi, कितनी शबे कदर हमको मिली, उसका एहसास होता है. शबे कदर जब मिलती है, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, उसका एहसास होता है, पता चल जाता है कि आज की रात शबे कदर है. रातें आती है जाती है, सन राइज इज द सेम टाइम, इट सेट्स द सेम टाइम, डे ब्रेक टेक्स प्लेस मोर ऑर लेस वन मिनट हियर एंड देयर. सुबह सादिक भी हर रोज होती है, सूरज रोजाना गुरूब होता है, टुलू भी होता है, रात भी सेम नजर आती है. सब कदर की रात को देखो, दूसरी रात को देखो, सेम नजर आएगी, लेकिन उसमें कुछ खसूसियात है. देयर थिंग्स विच अल्लाह सुबहानहू व तआला सेंड्स हिज ब्लेसिंग्स. ही सेंड्स द मलाइका, तनज्जुलुल मलाइका वर रूहु फीहा बिइज्न रब्बिहिम. जब सलाम करते हैं तो अगर आपको शबे कदर मिल गई है तो आपको महसूस हो जाएगा कि फरिश्ते आ गए हैं घर के अंदर. इन एवरी हाउस एंड दिस इज सलाम टू एवरी वन. तो जिसका दिल जिंदा होगा उसको पता चलेगा नहीं. तो लाइफ विल कम एंड गो एंड एवरीबॉडी हैज टू कंप्लीट हिज लाइफ. नोबडी इज गोइंग टू गो अ डे बिफोर, अ मिनट बिफोर His time elapses, time completes. Inna ajalallahi idha ja'a la yu'akhkhar. But the person who will take with him iman and a'mal, he is the beneficiary. Today is the 24th of Ramadan. So whoever did start from the beginning of Ramadan, collecting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who is successful. Otherwise, there are many amongst us, they did not do anything in month of Ramadan. Kuch bhi nahi kiya. The routine of the day was the same. Going work, coming back. We just changed the time of breakfast. Instead of having it at 7, 7:30, we started eating at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Usko zara aage kar liya, ek ghanta. Normally, many people, they just eat once a day. And their dinner time is 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Isko bhi thoda extend kar diya until 6 o'clock. Roza to thoda time humne change kar liya. Lekin roze ke andar jo amal hai, jo sifat hai, dusre aza ka humne roza rakha ke nahi, aankhon ka roza. People, the T20 was on, people were watching the cricket. फिर जब इंडिया ने विन किया वो तो फाइनल के अंदर आया तो उस दिन तो बुरी हालत थी. पूरा दिन टीवी के सामने, कुरान का एक जूस भी नहीं पढ़ा किसी ने. ये हालत है मुसलमानों की. तो रमजान विल कम एंड गो, शबे कदर विल कम एंड गो, कम एंड गो. बट डिड आई गेट इट और नॉट, दिस इज द बिग क्वेश्चन ऑफ अवर लाइफ. मुझे मिली कि नहीं. At the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons 1 million people. Was I amongst that 1 million? Best luck. Dozak se azadi ata farmate hain iftar ke waqt. Or was I busy at the time of iftar preparing my iftari? Sisters who are listening, prepare your iftari half hour before that and after that. Sit on the dastarkhan and make dua until the last moment. Lekin umuman dekha jata hai ki hamari behne bichari udhar iftari ka time ho gaya, fir bhi wo chule ke upar hoti hai. She's busy taking out the tea, things for the children, for the husband. तो ये भी तो इंसान है, रोजा तो उसके ऊपर भी फर्ज है. अल्लाह ने ये नहीं कहा कि मर्द के ऊपर फर्ज है. तो तुम भी कुछ किया करो नहीं साथ यार, तुम भी कुछ किया करो. अगर वो चाय बना रही है तो तुम टेबल लगा दो. यू सेट द टेबल, पुट द वाटर, पुट द खजूर. सो द क्वेश्चन इज, डिड आई डू एनीथिंग बेटर? दैट इज व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन इन माय माइंड फॉर couple of days. Did I do anything? Am I in a loss? I set up a business on the 1st of Ramadan, but did I gain anything? Or am I in a loss? And who knows, I'm going to stay alive next year. So many friends of ours, relatives of ours, they were alive last year, but today they are under the ground. They cannot say one time Subhanallah. They cannot give £1 to charity, to Nurul Islam, to people in need. So still nothing is gone. There is few days left. Don't give the opportunity to others. The sale is on. In the world we see, buy one, get one free. Buy two, get the third one free. Aajkal bahut Eid ka online ke upar laga hua hai. Buy one, two perfumes, get two perfumes free. So we go for it because we break it down. If each perfume is costing £60, if I buy two, it's 120, but I get four. So at the end, I am ending paying 30 for a bottle. So let me share it with my friends and relatives. Give one hadiah. But here the sale is, stay awake one night, get 1,000. कोई दुकान है दुनिया में जो 1,000 देती है, एक का 1,000. Is there any shop which gives 1,000? So don't lose the opportunity. Don't let other people to get it and you stay without it. You are in the queue, but try to get the item. And what is that item? Khairum min alfi shahr. So don't lose the opportunity. Take the advantage of the opportunity. And this opportunity will not come again if we are dead next year. My daughter was alive 6 months ago. Today, she is not there. And in Ramadan, mashallah, she used to complete 4-5 Qurans. But now she cannot do it. Now only the relatives can do it. So don't lose that opportunity. So I gave an example last night. I want to share it again. I think many of you were not there last night. A person had 10 orchards, 10 bagat the beautiful bagat. Har kisam ke uske andar phal fruit lage hue the. So a friend comes to him and asks him about the orchard. Can I go and visit the orchards? He said, okay. Not only that, take a big trolley with you. Or take a big basket with you. And every orchard you enter, there is one condition. You cannot come back to that orchard. Because when you enter the orchard, then there will be a gate. You will have to enter the second one. So when you enter the first one, you can have a look at it. And you can pick up as many fruits as you want. And fill your trolley. But you can't come back once you enter the second one. So he entered the first one. MashaAllah, there were grapes, there were oranges, apples. Beautiful fruits. The scenery was beautiful. He said, if the first orchard is so beautiful, how beautiful will be the second one? So he did not pick up anything. Because if I pick, then the trolley will get full. So let me enter the second one. When he entered the second one, it was more beautiful. The fruits were more. He entered the third one. He didn't pick up anything in the second one. He entered the third one. The third one was more beautiful. Pineapples were there, mangoes were there, lychees were there. He said, no, let me just leave it. Let me go in the fourth one. Maybe in the fourth one there are better fruits. So he kept on entering every and each orchard. He did not pick anything until he came to the eighth one. Now when he entered the eighth one, the fruits were less than the first orchard. Hai hai, maine kya kiya? I did not pick up from first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. When I entered the eighth one, is it less? Now, Shaitan ne fir waswasa dala. Maybe the ninth one will be better than this one. Leave this one as well. He entered the ninth one. When he entered the ninth one, there was only one tree, apple tree. No orange tree, no leech, no pineapple, no grapes. Nothing is there. Ab Shaitan ne fir waswasa dala. Maybe the last one is the best one. So he enters the last one, the last orchard, he did not have any tree. It was a barren land. There were no trees at all. So he wasted his time. So same is example, it applies on us. When first Ramadan comes, this is Awwaluhu Rahmatun. This is the first 10 days of mercy, another 10 days, maghfirat is coming. Let me wait for the last one. I will do it tomorrow. We have reached 24. When it comes the last ashra, most of the people, they say it will be on the 27th, it will be on the 23rd, it will be on the 25th. Some hadith says it's on the 25th. Some ahadith proven it is on the 27th. And that is why this custom is going on in our community, especially the Indian subcontinent, that we complete the Quran on the 27th. And this is wrong. Because as soon as you complete the Quran on the 27th, all the mosques are empty. But there is still Taraweeh for 28, Taraweeh for 29. Allah didn't say there is Taraweeh until you complete the Quran, then there is no Taraweeh. So I request all those people who are completing the Quran on the 27th, complete it on the 29th. So at least those 2 days, people will be in the masjid. And you will see the situation of the masjid as well. When it is 21st night, mashallah, it is full. When it is 22nd night, it is empty. 23rd night, again full. 24th night, again empty. Today is 25th night. And look at the coincidence. We are in the month of Ramadan. Amongst the months Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Ramzan is the best month. And among the days, Friday is the best day. And among the nights, Laylatul Qadr is the best night. Look at the coincidence. Today we are in Ramadan. We are in the Friday Salat. We are in the best day of the week. We are in the best month of the year. Maybe we'll be in the best night. So Allah Ta'ala knows when that night is. It keeps on rotating. So still, we have some time. So for those who did not do anything in the month of Ramadan, and those who did, the qubuliyat is the main thing. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he constructed the Kaaba, what dua did he make in the end? Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Roze to rakh liye, tarawih bhi padh li, lekin agar Allah ne qubul na kiya, isliye ye dua har roz mangni chahiye, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. To hum log jab amal karte hain to aisa amal karte hain ke रात में मस्जिद बना देते हैं, जैसे वो किस्सा मैंने कहा था, मुसलमानों ने सब भर में मस्जिद बना दी, लेकिन सालों साल तक मुसलमान न बना। रमजान के रोजे तो रखिए, तरावी भी पढ़िए, लेकिन उसका कुछ जो लुत्फ अल्लाह ने रखा है, कोई नूर रखा है, कोई पार्ट ऑफ इट हैज इट कम इन द हार्ट। नाउ व्हाट वी कैन डू, देयर फ्यू डेज लेफ्ट, ट्राई टू सीक फॉर द नाइट ऑफ पावर एंड रिपेंट। आज का मैसेज है रिपेंट, repent on your sins and make a decision and give promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever sins I have done, oh Allah forgive every type of sin which I have committed. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin ajnabtuhu, whatever type of sin I have committed, oh Allah forgive me. Will you all do that inshallah? Aaj main toba karaunga abhi at the end. All of you repeat the words with me inshallah when you go after Juma. You are clean inshallah, you will be clean. So oh Allah forgive all my sins which I have committed, amadan aw khata'an, intentionally or by mistake. Sometimes you passing on the road, ek aurat ja rahi hai, aapki aankh nazar pad gayi uske upar, your gaze fall on the woman galti se, aur kabhi usko dekha to bahut khoobsurat thi, chalo yaar dekho uski aankhein kaisi hai, phir dobara aapne aankhein utha ke uski taraf dekha. So there is a lesson here for the shopkeepers. You can earn Jannah with these eyes in your shop. And you can earn Jahannam with these eyes. Because different type of customers, they enter the shop. So amadan aw khata'an, sirran aw alaniyatan, and sins which I have committed hidingly, sirran. And sins which I have committed openly. A son will not commit any sin in front of his father. He will have to hide, isn't it? So there are people who commit the sin hidingly. And some people, they are be-sharam, be-haya. I saw a woman yesterday, she was in Parda and she was eating. This is the state. Hello? Well, maybe the time of the month does not allow her to fast, but it doesn't mean that you don't respect the month of Ramadan. You have to respect the month of Ramadan. So there are certain sins a man commits openly. Certain sins, he does it hidingly. He doesn't want the people to know. But innahu alimun bidhati sudur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything what is going in your heart as well. You cannot hide from Him. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the book of accounts on the day. Ikra kitabak. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You yourself can decide. Is there any injustice done to you? Because فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. It will be in front of you. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ, whatever you will do wrong, Allah will show it to you. And Allah has shown, Allah has kept so many witnesses. يَوْمَيْزِنْ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The place on which you commit the sin, that will bear witness against you. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he completed his farz, he moved to another place. And he did the sunnah there. Aap log bhi exchange kiya karo. Jaga. Jahan par aapne farz padhi hai, wahan se hat kar dusri jaga par sunnah padho. Why? يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. That piece of earth will bear witness for you that Allah, he did 2 rakat namaz on me. And the place where you commit a sin, that will bear witness, that will testify. Number two is the Malikan. We read in Surah Qaf yesterday, every word you utter is recorded. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Angels are recording. The kiram on the right is recording the good deeds. Katib on the left is recording the bad deeds. We do in Ramadan or we do after Ramadan. Ramadan is a course. It's like you give your car to a service every year. You have to service it. Ye to service ka mahina hai. Baki Ramadan ke baad bhi Ramadan jaise hame rehna hai. Like the masajids are full. We read the Quran, we give sadaqah, we give charity, we are doing the good things, the tasbih, the tahmid, tahleel, takbir of Allah. We continue after Ramadan. It's a course. This is a course in which Allah has kept these blessings. Those who are fortunate, they will take it. So the angels are recording. And then the organs of the body, they will bear witness. In the sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'ul. So how can we run away? My hand is going to bear witness for me. My mouth will be sealed. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. My limbs of the body are going to speak on the day of judgment. So now the question is, some moderate people, they say, Maulana Sahib, how will the hand speak? How will the leg speak? So I was a Tanvir Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was traveling and someone posed him this question. Some educated modern man, he was sitting in front of him in the train. And he says, Ab mullah log kehte hain ke ye haath bolega, muh bolega, aankhe bolegi. How is it possible? Hazrat, he paused for a minute. This is a moderate person, he's an educated person. Like I am the imam, but if some solicitor comes in front of me and then he starts arguing, staying in his circle of law, and then I have to think for a minute, isn't it? He's a lawyer, so the way I will put the words will be in a different way. Then I'll put my words in front of a normal person. Now people, they think the mentality is, you know, the imam hota hai maulana, he's one of the, what you call, kya kehte hain usko? He was the last great person. The maulana is the most clever, remember that. Jiske seene mein Quran ho, usse bada kya cheez hai? He's the most clever person. Like people, they say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not a politician. He did not go, he was ummi, he did not go to a madrasa, and a school, a college, a university. But he was the most clever person on the surface of the earth. A spy accidentally reaches the camp, the tents of the Muslims. So the Muslims, they caught him, or he's a spy from the enemy. And they started asking him, how many soldiers are there in the Muslim army, in the non-Muslim army. He's not saying it because he's wafadar. And they nearly start beating him. The Prophet ﷺ heard the noise. So what's happened? Oh, there's a spy who has slipped in our tents. So we are asking him, how many soldiers are in your army? He said, leave him, let him free. This is clevery. Wisdom, udu ila rabbika bil hikmah, wisdom. So don't underestimate any imam. My message today is, they are the most clever people. Allah has given them the knowledge of the Quran. Don't try to compete with them. No matter how much you are educated, they will have the answer for everything. in the Noor of the Quran, Noor of the Hadith. So let him go. Then the Professor Laslan started talking with him nicely. And then during the talk he asked, what do you eat? What is there to do with eating and the quantity of the soldiers? Kya khate hain? Har cheez khate hain. Dal khate hain, khajur khate hain. Kabhi, do you eat meat? The Professor posing another question. He said, yes, 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 we eat meat. The Professor Laslan said, how many animals you slaughter? So now this is the clever, you know. He says, 10 camels a day. The maths, 100 people can eat in one camel. So the non-Muslim army is 1,000. Another person, he came, my neighbor is hurting me a lot. He's always shouting at me, swearing at me. What should I do? He says, empty your house. The ghar mera hai, parosi mujhe takleef de raha hai. Aur huzur keh rahe hain, ghar khali karo. He says, yes, just go and do that, what I say. Empty your house and sit with your children and your belongings on the footpath. So he did it. The Sahaba, whatever the Prophet said, they always did it. Not like us, what the Quran says, Hadith says, agar hamare matlab ki hai, to usko hum kar lete hain. Matlab ki nahi, abhi ek kisi ne mujhe phone kiya ki maulana sahab, mere paas itne coins hai, gold ki. I was laughing as well on the phone. Agar kitni coins hai, to maine socha 10-15 lagri hogi. You know, bricks. He said to me, Master, I have got 360 bricks of gold. Aap mujhe calculate kar do zakat. To maine usko kiya, maine theek hai. Phir wo mujhe ek sawal karti hai. It made me laugh. He said, the gold price is so much, so can I give the zakat on the rate of last year? It's matlab ki baat hai nahi hamari. Everybody is like that. I am like that. Because we are greedy, isn't it? तो कहते इतना पैसे तो मेरे पास है नहीं मेरे को नहीं अभी जो प्राइस है वो देना पड़ेगा वट एवर द प्राइस इज टूडे बिकॉज यू टेक आउट योर ज़कात इन रमजान यू हैव टू वर्क आउट अकॉर्डिंग द प्राइस इन द बुरियन मार्केट टूडे द प्राइस ऑफ गोल्ड हैज गॉन अप एंड अप एंड अप फिर शी स्टार्टेड मॉर्निंग मैंने तो इतने की ली थी इतनी ब्रिक्स इतने की ली थी इतनी ब्रिक्स इतने की ली थी इतनी ब्रिक्स इतने की ली थी मैंने कहा 5 pound की भी ली थी तो क्या करेगा यू हैव टू गिव ज़कात फॉर टूडेज प्राइस सो नाउ शी सेज़ आई डोंट हैव द मनी व्हाट टू डू गिव मी अ वे व्हाट टू डू इफ आई कैन अवॉइड पेइंग द ज़कात आई से यस सेल द ब्रिक्स अब वो काम भी मुझे सौंप रही है कि तुम जाके बेचो आई एम नॉट अ बुलियन डीलर बट अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह आई हैव गॉट अ स्टूडेंट हु वर्क्स इन द बुलियन मार्केट He was here coming to know Islam. Maybe he's sitting there somewhere. So I'll have to tell him to do the work for her. But don't charge commission if you're sitting inside. Look at Maulana Sahib, okay? So, the third will be your organs. And they will testify. So, you repent today in the last Juma. It's a Juma day. So many virtues of Juma. I've mentioned in so many talks. And one of the virtues is you are in the month of Ramadan and it's the last Juma of Ramadan. And then it's the 25th night of Ramadan. Everything is getting together. So Allah wants to give us something. So Allah, whatever sin I have committed, Sirdana wa Alaniya. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ الَّذِي أَعْلَمُ Allah, I repent from the sins which I have done knowingly. I've got the ilm of it. मैंने कोई गुनाह किया है लेकिन भूल से किया मुझे याद भी नहीं. लेकिन someone he did a robbery, someone he did a zina. So repent like Maiz bin Malik. He comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Allah's Prophet purify me. He said, what have you done? Go away. He comes second time. Oh, Prophet, purify me. Go away. He comes third time, purify me, go away. Fourth time, he asks the Sahaba, can you smell his mouth? Maybe he's drunk. Abhi tak alcohol haram nahi hua tha. Alcohol became haram in phases. Kai dafa bayan mein keh chuka hu. Uska muh sungo. Nahi, muh mein koi badbu to nahi hai. He's not intoxicated. He's in his senses. Na bolo, ab kya kiya? Yes, I committed adultery. Hai koi guts aaj koi ek musalman khada hokar keh sakta hai? Can he stand up and say, I have committed adultery? Look at the iman, the faith of the sahaba. Le jao usko. Dig. A hole. Place him there. And then usko sangsar kar do. Stone him to death. That is the punishment in this world. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes out and says, this Ma'iz bin Malik has done repent in such a way that if there is repentment is distributed on the descendants of, on the people of the residents of a whole township, Allah, that's enough. Allah will forgive the sins of everyone. Aisi toba karo. So, min al-dhanbi alladhi a'lam wa min al-dhanbi alladhi la a'lam innaka anta allamul ghuyub. You know everything which is behind the veil, behind the parda, behind the curtain. My mother doesn't know what I have done. My dad doesn't know. My brother doesn't know. My musallis doesn't know. But you are aware of me, who I am. So, ye chan alfaz par lo saath mein. Zor se padho. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin aznabtuhu amadan aw khata'an sirran aw alaniyatan wa atubu ilayhi min adh-dhanbi alladhi a'lamu wa min adh-dhanbi alladhi la a'lam innaka anta allamul ghuyub wa sattarul uyub wa ghaffaruz zunub la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. O Allah, meri tawbah. Allah has forgiven the sins. Inshallah. So from now, start a new life. And the remaining days, try to seek for the Laylatul Qadr. And accelerate in your charity as well. If you got a loan, would you sleep at night? Sleep properly at night. And so our masjid is in a loan. How can we sleep? How can we not place our hands in the pockets? The place where I'm making my sajda, the place where I'm making my ruku, is in Karza. Masjid to ban gayi. Masjid to bana di sabbar mein iman ki hararat walon ne. Lekin ye sabbar mein nahi bani, time laga hai. Lekin Pakistan mein kuch conflict thi ek jagah ka, government ka aur musalmanon ka. Us waqt Hindustan tha. Hindu Muslims, they all used to live together. The government issued a warrant, if you don't construct the masjid before Fajr tomorrow, that land, the government will take it. The government will acquire the land. So Musalman aa gaye sab aaju baju se. So koi ye laya, koi wo laya. And before Fajr Azan, the whole mosque was constructed. This is in history. The whole mosque was constructed in one night in Pakistan. Ab maswara kiya ki isko kya, uska naam kya rakhe? Nool Islam rakhe, kya rakhe? Ashabbar. Kya rakhe? Sabbar. In a night. Ye masjid ka in a night masjid. वी हैव टू नेम इट इन अ नाइट सब्बर. तो अल्लामा इकबाल उस वक्त हयात थे, तो ये शेर बना दी, ये मस्जिद तो बना दी सब्बर में ईमान की हरारत वालों ने, मुसलमान अपना पुराना पापी है, बरसों में नमाजी बन न सका. तो वी कैन नॉट स्लीप, प्लीज इंशाल्लाह वी विल मेक अपील इन द कमिंग डेज, लेट अस ट्राई टू फ्री अवर मॉस्क. व्हेन आई से फ्री, इट्स नॉट अ बैंक लोन, इट्स कर्ज़े हसना विच वी हैव बोरोड फ्रॉम द पीपल, वी हैव टू पे देम बैक. सो इंशाल्लाह इफ वी generously donate towards this cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for us in Jannah. And alhamdulillah, so many brothers and sisters, they were alive, they are not here today. I can name so many people who have given money and they can't see Noor Islam has been constructed. But I hope inshallah Allah will bless them with a beautiful house. And when they will ask, oh Allah, for what amal are you giving me this house? Oh, do you remember you give 2,000 pounds to Noor Islam? The mosque has been completed. People are doing salah there. They are doing zikr of Allah there. And in reward of that, I am giving you this house in Jannah. Man bana lillahi masjidan, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our fast during the month of Ramadan, all our charities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. And brother of our caretaker, Brother Qazi, his father is very ill. Make dua for him. Make dua for all our deceased, all our people who are ill as well, and all our Muslim ummah who are suffering on the hands of the kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to the Muslims, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return the good days for the Muslim, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Masjid Aqsa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our sisters and brothers and mothers and daughters and sons in Palestine and in Sudan. Subhanallah.